right, welcome back to another exciting episode of Vondran Legal Hour. All right, so this is breaking IP news. I've got some breaking news here for you. I don't know if you've heard about this, but I wanted to get this out there. So free speech is a big thing. A lot of the regulators are looking at free speech and looking at these social media platforms that are essentially private companies. They're not really bound by the First Amendment because they're not the government. They're totally privately funded companies. So these companies can essentially take down your post. Somebody doesn't like your post, they flag it, and somebody's always going to try to say, oh, that offends me, or I'm not happy with that, or something. So Facebook has always internally handled these requests, and Facebook and Instagram as well, Twitter, same thing. But these companies usually moderate their own content internally using their own internal staff. But Facebook has just announced social media Supreme Court. How about that? I shouldn't call it social media Supreme Court, but they're calling it the Facebook Supreme Court. Now, this is set up to take place in November 2020. So it's not something that's going to happen today or tomorrow. But people that are frustrated will be able to file appeals with Facebook if their content is flagged, if something was flagged for free speech or on an ideological basis or whatever the case may be. And if the board wants to hear the appeal, the board is an independent board with which it's scheduled to have 40 members working on 3-year terms. So I don't know if there's compensation for these people. I guess I assume there is, but I don't know. They may start with a minimum of 11 members. And the panel, there would be a 5-member panel that would hear the appeal if they decide to hear your appeal. And Mark Zuckerberg, CEO for Facebook, said this would be binding. The decision of this independent oversight board would be binding unless for some reason Facebook determined that it was violating the law. The decision would violate the law. So, but anyway, so the rationale here, it's designed to keep people safe and protect privacy and also support free speech. You know, I would say a hidden motive here may be avoiding regulation, because the regulators have been taking a look and wondering, is there too much concentrated power? I mean, where does everybody get their news and communicate these days? It's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's Instagram. So a lot of times big companies, if they're faced with concerns of the legislators, they may start going, or the regulators, they may start saying, you know, we might need to self-regulate, put something in place that makes sense, and try to support free speech. I mean, after all, the truth will set you free, and free speech is something important not only to this country but the entire world. And some countries censor, countries censor posts and information and what people can hear and what they can think. So this to me is a big, bold new step. I like it. I think it's neat. So, but yeah, so we have a new, it's coming. I guess they could always scrap it, but it looks like governing documents are in place. It's independently funded by a trust. And that's what we're looking at here. So I think it's a good day. I think it's a good decision. We'll see. Obviously, it depends on who makes up the panel. But supposedly, they are going to be from diverse backgrounds. And that, I think, will be the big key. And when I get information on that, I will report more on that, because I think that's the key. But think about it. You're going to have 40 members that are essentially going to be deciding some key free speech issues on Facebook and privacy issues. But also, one other thing that is interesting, they will also answer questions that Facebook may have in what they call like advisory opinions. So maybe Facebook's not sure, should I take down this post? This is creating significant public discourse. Should we take down the post? They can seek an advisory opinion. Now, normally courts don't like to give advisory opinions, but this isn't a court funded by the government. This is a private court, social media court, I call it, or free speech court. So this will be interesting to see how it plays out. I hope it works. It's a great idea. A lot of people are complaining, political correctness, you know, my voice isn't heard. So we will see if this does the job, but that will be coming. Keep that on your radar for next year. But this is breaking IP news by attorney Steve Vondran. If you need help with social media, civil litigation issues, intellectual property, you know where to find me. On the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And make sure to check out our video channel, attorneystevevideos.com. We've broke the magic 15,000 subscriber mark. People loving our videos. So make sure you check that out and subscribe on there to stay up with the latest legal news and IP news. Okay. Have a great day. I gotta run. We'll see you soon. Take care.